patient getting admitted from OPD should be shifted to the ICU in fraction of second or fraction of hour, so that the patient gets the emergency treatment in the golden hour without any hurdle. And it can be only possible when there is good transportation of the patient from the casualty or OPD to the hospital ICU. There are when there is ample bed available in ICU, ample nursing staff in ICU, ample drugs and machinery available in ICU, patient will be admitted as soon as they reach the ICU, and the proper and timely care can be imparted to the needy patient. Preparation of the functional program that describe long-range objective, equipment and staffing are necessary to achieve them, like proper staffing and equipping of hospital ICU. ICU is intensive care unit, so care unit can be only given in an intensified manner when there is proper machine like portable X-ray machine, portable ECG machine, pulse oximeter, proper air conditioner, proper segregation of the patient from one another. Then when there is staff nurses to take care of the patient, and usually in the ICU the staff nurse is 1:1. So if the hospital ICU is 10 bedded, the staff nurses is usually 10, because each nurse can take care of the 10 different patients admitted on 10 different beds who require intensive care. The hospital can only function well when there is good sterilization practices adopted. This is very important in the surgical cases, because it should not happen that patient get operated for appendicectomy and develop with the hospital acquired infection like peritonitis. This is because of improper sterilization technique, hospital not following the proper antibiotic policy. Before patient taken up in the OT, the OT culture reports are not available. So all these things lead to unhappy patient, because the patient illness or sickness is not getting relieved soon. Second, relative have to spend more money for the particular care as the duration of the patient's stay in the hospital increases. So there should be proper infection control concept in the hospital, so that the hospital acquired infection can be reduced. It is commonly seen in many government hospitals that patients are admitted for dengue fever, and when they are discharged they suffer from urinary tract infection, which has low link with dengue, because dengue can worsen into dengue hemorrhagic fever but never UTI. So this type of cross infection can only take place when there is lack of proper infection control. Good power backup, good trained nursing staff, good disposal of biomedical waste is also very important, because if power backup is proper, there will be proper lighting, proper functioning of air conditioner, proper functioning of the hospital lift, proper functioning of the illumination on the OT table, etc. If the nurses are trained, they can give the timely and emergency treatment even if the doctors are not there. And if the disposal of the waste is proper, unnecessary aggregation of the biomedical waste can be prevented, and hospital acquired infection can be reduced. Proper housekeeping of the hospital is also very important, because although this is not the proper, does not come under the main medical service scheme, but it comes under the supportive scheme. And hospital is also graded very good when the hospital corridors are very clean, when the hospital beds are properly laid down, when the bed sheets are neat and clean, when the hospital indoor patient admitted hospital clothes are very neat and clean, washrooms are very neat and clean. So this is only possible by the proper housekeeping, which is the important supportive service of the hospital. In the orderly planning, it is very important to look for the or give importance to disaster planning. because nowadays hospital is also the site where the bomb explosion can take place. That is why whenever you enter into the hospital, security gates scan you for any untoward or any explosive item with you. Secondly, hospitals are also the places where lot of acute or sudden things may occur, like hospital washed away by the flash flood, hospital destroyed in earthquake, hospital destroyed by acute outbreak of fire. So these can be properly maintained when there is proper disaster planning, when there is proper disaster mock drill, when there is proper disaster team who can do the treatment or who can give the guidance at the time of need. Because most of the patients are bedridden, so the patient will not get themselves evacuated on their own and they require assistance of the good hospital team. Proper planning of certain disease can prevent the complication associated with it. For example, cancer. Cancer is usually can be prevented if it is timely screened. And that is why nowadays the mode, the goal of the cancer treatment is early scanning rather than early treatment. That is why whenever you become more than 40, whenever the female reaches the menopausal age group, they are screened for CA125 to note for the CA cervix. They are done, they undergo pap smear to rule out CA cervix. They undergo sonography of endometrium to note the endometrial thickness and endometrial lining. Similarly, male undergo scanning like serum PSA, ultrasonography to know the size of the prostate, whether it is benign or carcinogenic. Similarly, patients who are smokers are also screened for lung cancer by doing HRCT of the lung, bronchoalveolar lavage study, etc. Because in this, the screening of the patient and detection of the cancer cases at an early stage will give rise to the healthy patient in the future because of the timely treatment given. Now, what is the difference between goal, target and objective? A goal is defined in following terms. What is to be attained? If you are setting up the hospital, why you want to set up the hospital? Second is the extent to which the goal is to be attained. For example, if you want to start the hospital, suppose in Mumbai like Dharavi area, you have to forget about the high class of patient coming to you. So your main goal is to cater more and more community related disease in low socio-economic strata or underprivileged community of the society. Therefore, the population or section of the patient coming to the hospital is also very important, and environment in which the patient is living is also very important. The geographical area in which the proposed program will operate will also come into play. So when you answer all these things, your goal is fulfilled. Planning is the foremost component of management function, and hospital and healthcare planning has got the five major elements, that is goal, programming, schedule, procedure and policy. What is goal? Goal of the hospital is without which the organization cannot have definitive direction or focus. So goal is like the director of the film, which direct each and every activity to attain the particular ultimate desire or ultimate aim. Programming is step by step approach to implement the policy and fulfill the objective. For example, if you want to do the camp, first of all you have to select the site. Then you have to make the people aware of the camp, particularly the date of the camp, timing of the camp, nature of the camp, consultant coming to the camp, etc. Then is doing the camp on particular day on which it is fixed. Then fourth important thing is dispensing of the report. So all these things done in a sequencing manner with ultimate aim to filter off more and more cancer cases, more and more cases of osteoporosis, more and more cases of anemia, more and more cases of poor dental hygiene, etc. Scheduling. Set the time frame in which the particular task or project is to be completed. This is very important because a doctor can only perform an operation well when he does his surgery with respect to the time. Unnecessary lengthening of the surgical procedure will give rise to more tissue handling, more tissue damage and poor surgical result. Procedures are set of rules for carrying out the work. When observed by all, it helps to ensure the maximum use of resources and effort. So procedures are usually set of rules. So whenever the surgeon want to operate, first of all they have to diagnose the disease, confirm the diagnosis. That is why the diagnosis is called the provisional diagnosis and confirmatory diagnosis. Then if the disease is surgical, they operate by doing the proper surgical planning and with the proper procedure. Then they do the histopathology report so that they find out what is the nature of the specimen, and then the result is dispensed. When it is done in a properly planned manner, the ultimate happiness will go to the patient because he is the person whose disease, symptoms or illness get relieved. Policies are guiding principles either enforced by the government or corporate healthcare in the benefit of the patient. So policies are the guiding principles. Policies are usually made at the central level and state level, that is government policies, or individual policies made by the big industrial house. And the policy's main aim is to benefit the common people, benefit the needy people, benefit the sick people, etc. Now, the planning in the healthcare is basically divided into strategic planning and operational planning. Strategic planning is long-term planning. For example, if you want to develop a medical college, then medical college is developed not only with the aim to give the medical care, but also to impart the facility to do the clinical research, molecular and biochemical research, so that such type of hospital is not only preparing itself for today, but also keeping it ready so that it will fulfill the need of the people which is coming in the coming days. Operational planning. Operational planning, developing the broad objective, like if you want to do the or set up a surgical setup, you can only do the operational planning by making the hospital building, then making the proper outlet of the operation theater, proper sterilization and microbiological culture of the OT, then proper recruitment or induction of hospital surgeon, anesthetist, staff nurse and also OT attendant. After this, the most important thing is the patient who will require the treatment. So the patient should be aware of the hospital with the operation theater and they come and get treated. So whenever you want to develop a particular thing, you have to do with the objective. Like treatment in the corporate hospital for patient having BPL card holder, that is below poverty card. If the patient is having below poverty card, they can get treatment in the hospital only when they are having BPL card. Because corporate hospitals are usually guided by the policy that at least 10% of the beds should be reserved for the patient below poverty line, and their treatment is absolutely free. But they can only give the treatment when you have this documentary evidence. For example, few hospitals in Mumbai face this problem in the induction stage. A classical example of this is Seven Hills Hospital, but nowadays that is only the biggest corporate hospital to give multi-speciality treatment for the poor and weaker section of the society. Ability to expand the hospital facilities in the near future is also very important. For example, when the initially new department like oncology was established, it was only diagnostic oncology. Then came the curative and medical oncology. Medical oncology means the treatment can be given without performing the surgery, which may be either by the radiotherapy or by the use of drugs, that is chemotherapy. And surgical oncology, where the surgery is performed for the pathological lesions which are present. For example, patients having the carcinoma of the esophagus are first given chemotherapy or radiotherapy to reduce the size. Later on, when the size is reduced, surgery becomes less invasive and they undergo the surgical procedure. But surgical procedure itself will not increase the life expectancy of the patient, because cancers are usually prone to spread from the initial site to the distant site. And to know the prognostic factor, how much is the spread from the particular cancer, one has to do PET scan, positron emission tomography, which is a specialized type of CT scan, helps to know the extent of the spread of the particular cancer to different sites. Forecasting. Now, whenever we read about the hospital planning, we should always read about the forecasting. Forecasting is not as superior as healthcare planning, because forecasting is always based on past experience. For example, if you are going to start a hospital in a particular area, you have to do the survey, know the type of the people living in the area, what is the per capita income, what is the paying capacity, what is the demand and supply curve, how much is the competition from the other healthcare facilities. Some surgeons may give negative feedback because of their bitter experience in the past. But this is not always true. If you have done the proper planning, proper survey, proper marketing, proper analysis, the forecasting may prove wrong. Therefore, if one surgeon found difficulty in starting the practice in particular locality, the same trend may not repeat for the new upcoming surgeon. So, hospital forecasting is also important on the basis of economic viability of the upcoming corporate hospital. One cannot, however, forecast in advance how far in future it is appropriate to estimate based on the past experience to predict the viability of the new upcoming hospital. So, therefore, forecasting is based on the past experience, but forecasting is not always true. But one thing also is important in mind, that forecasting will not able to give in advance the success rate of the hospital, that is new hospital coming in the particular locality. Forecasting demands should be made as far ahead as maximum lead time, the period of the time it will take to implement the decision. So forecasting of the new upcoming hospital project should be done in such a way that it should be usually made in the incipient stage of the hospital planning and hospital project, because unnecessary forecasting will dishearten the owner of the hospital and will reduce the zeal or enthusiasm in the hospital promoter, and therefore they may delay the hospital project, therefore increasing the lead time. And who will be affected most? The common man, because they want the lead time of the new hospital project to get reduced so that they can get the better facility as early as possible related to healthcare. The quantity of data generally aids about the past and present may not necessarily increase the accuracy of the future. And I have told in the beginning, forecast is not as good as planning. It is based on the past experience and it may not be always come true. In forecasting, the utilization has to be determined. The factor which is likely to cause unexpected damage will need to be analyzed. For example, initially Mumbai was very much restricted to Kurla. Nobody expected it will go beyond Chembur or Sion. Nowadays, with the infrastructure developing, better connectivity, there came the new island city, Navi Mumbai. So healthcare is spending in that particular area. Similarly, different salt pans of western region is now getting converted into residential area, like western suburb beyond Bhayandar. So one cannot predict that hospital will be restricted to that particular area or will receive the patient from that particular area. The catchment area of the hospital increases with the better infrastructure, with the better facilities available. So strategy will affect the desired change, and this should be always kept in mind. Apart from the changes in the population characteristic, change in the attitude, behavior, population, medical pattern is also very important. For example, initially patients or individuals were carefree, they were not health conscious, but nowadays everyone is health conscious. This is because of the better education, better per capita income, better nature of job, better level of education, and that is why their behavior toward the disease changes. And this is only possible because of the change in the demography or the population, and also change in the medical pattern, because previously many diseases were undiagnosed, many diseases superior treatment was not available, but nowadays with the development of the medical field, keyhole surgery like laparoscopic surgery, organ transplantation like heart transplantation, better treatment of cancer is all coming up because of the innovation in the field of medical. Change in the concurrent factor affect the utilization, like medical employee health insurance is provided by different employer, which gives the cashless treatment by signing an agreement with the hospital in advance so that its employee gets timely and adequate treatment as and when required. And these things cannot be adjusted in the forecast. It can be only adjusted in the planning, because it takes the train not only today but also the train which is going to change in the future or the coming days. The essentials of the good healthcare and hospital planning is: hospital and healthcare planning should be sound, scientifically based, means it should be proved with the logic, it should be proved or based on the evidence based. There should be provision to respond to the medical facility with rapid expansion of innovative technology, means hospital should update themselves with the changing facilities coming in the field of medical science, and they should satisfy the need of the patient, making the patient sensitized towards the costly treatment, new drugs, etc. So this is only possible because patients should have the capacity to pay, patients are sensitized towards the medical illness, patients are aware towards the medical illness, and there is also ability of large surgical expertise to fulfill it. Plan should be based on the thorough study of the result, means whatever planning is done, it is based on the proper case study which serves as a evidence. And that is why in the medical field we say whatever we practice is based on the evidence, evidence-based medical practice. Planning should involve participation of entire medical staff. Entire medical staff means not only doctor but also paramedics and supportive staff. For example, if the patient comes with the history of coronary artery blockage. Then it is the class 4 employee who transfer the patient with utmost precaution and urgency to the ICU. Then in the ICU, sister is there to first attend the patient, then doctors. And then doctor come who takes the initial reading of the patient, assess the patient condition, call the cardiologist. So these work can occur in a tuned manner, in a scheduled manner, if everyone is tuned or mindset is such a way that they have been groomed to take care of the patient in that way. Planning should be flexible. In the medical field, it is not that one has to follow the particular surgical procedure in one pattern. Different surgeons may perform same surgery in different manner. So there should be some scope of flexibility. Planning should be based on the thorough study of the end result desired. It involves the participation of the medical staff and it should be flexible. Planning should be continuously updated. This is because the healthcare industry can only flourish when the customers of the healthcare, that is needy and sick patients and their relatives, are happy. They are happy not only because of the treatment given, but the treatment given at right time, the treatment given with right attitude, the treatment given in a cost-effective manner. And this is only possible when the treatment is or healthcare is properly planned. Advantages of proper healthcare planning is, healthcare is essentially surgery, is a service industry, and patients look on the quality of the service and expect compassion. Compassion means the healthcare is a service industry. The patient wants to get the better service for the amount of the expenditure they do. That is why if the patient is admitted in the general ward, their level of care will be better. If the patient is admitted in the twin sharing or single ward, but at the same time the patient spending will be more. Promoters expect good return on the investment, and this is known as positive cash flow. Whoever are promoting the hospital, like Fortis Group of Hospital, Wockhardt Hospital, Reliance Hospital, the promoters not only consider it as a charitable organization with humanity, but also serves as a industry, and they can only earn well when they do with the positive expectation of good return. Means whatever is the investment, they get the good outcome. And that is why nowadays many corporate hospital IPOs, initial public offering, or shares are sold, like Fortis Group, Max Healthcare, etc. Modern management techniques are also important in hospital planning. Means it should be participatory management, it should be directive management, it should be sound management, and it should be both democratic and dictatorship management with good leadership quality. That is why the head of the hospital should be very firm. He should set up an example for the junior staff. He should report to the hospital on time. His body language should be firm. He should not become panic whenever he is attacked by press or uncultured crowd because of any untoward happening in the hospital. In planning, the patient is the central focus and all the facilities are centered toward the patient care. Means patient is given utmost importance and all the medical care is given, is directed towards betterment of the patient with particular illness in early time and with less spending, that is cost effective treatment. Hospital planning exercise that cover the study of the section of the population. The hospital planning should be done in such a way that the planning is not only concerned to a higher section of the society, but also to the weaker section of the society. It should not be concentrated towards diseases which are non-communicable in nature, like psychiatric illness or cardiac illness or neurological illness but it should also pay attention towards tropical illness in developing countries like India, like outbreak of acute febrile illness, H1N1 infection, dengue fever, malarial fever, etc. It is the process to serve the geographical area to be covered. For example, if Sion Hospital and Lokman Tilak is located in the area of Sion, which has the largest slum area, they should be ready in such a way that all doctors have to work harder, they have to be on time, they should be dedicated toward the patient, although the patient may belong to a weaker section of society. Government, any plan for health and the welfare of the company is based on strong political will. In India, which is a democratic country, every 5 years government changes, and many health policies or health program is based on the government will and government political agenda. For example, new government at the center tried to decongest the oldest All India Institute of Medical Science patient load by developing 6 regional AIIMS institute in different cities like Bangalore, Bhopal, Jaipur, etc. Legislation. Social and political health policies have to be translated, have to be revised, amended with the passage of time. For example, MTP Act was passed in 1971. That time, it was difficult for the babies to survive beyond 20 weeks. So the cutoff mark was 20 weeks. But nowadays, with the later facilities on modern technologies, patients up to 18 or 20 weeks can survive in developed countries. That is why there is a lot of stress to change it. We have to also take into account the constraint related with the money in running the hospital, and few hospitals are also getting changed its ownership, like Raheja Hospital in Mumbai, which was previously owned by Raheja Group, is now taken over by the Fortis. So it is known as Fortis Raheja Hospital. Similarly, Hiranandani Hospital in Vasi is now taken by the Fortis Group, and it is known as Fortis Hiranandani Vasi. So these are also important factors which should be considered in the hospital and healthcare planning. So in this way, the planning and designing of healthcare facility, chapter 1 is complete. Thank you.